I'm Bob Mack.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. Whoa.
Summer night. Are we on? What was it? Was it Dukes of Hazzard? Were you at Roscoe Pico Train? Right? You would be like, I got... Oh, no, maybe it was Good News. That's what he said. All right. I think he was always going, Good News, Good News. And Boss Hogg would be like, What's such good news? He's like, oh, we got them Duke boys, and we got Cooter and Daisy Duke, and Voss Hogg's like, Roscoe, Pico, I don't know. Anyway, okay. I guess I missed the old sitcoms. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Nathan working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We got a lot of stories. Looks like they think B. Sting venom will be able to stop AIDS. We heard about this little kid that possibly was functionally cured with AIDS. We're going to talk about that, but we're also going to talk about how maybe bee sting venom. So for those of us that are kind of afraid of the bees, I'm totally afraid of the bees. Maybe we want to get stung by the bees. Maybe it'll protect us against AIDS. We'll talk about that one. We got South Dakota teachers coming to school now able to carry guns. So our South Dakota teachers are able to be armed, I believe it's K through 12 now. So some of us are really happy about that. Some people are a little bit upset. We have more news on aspartame, which is used for diet drinks. And some researchers are trying to say that the aspartame causes cancer. Just what we all need to hear when we're trying to now get all dieted and skinnified for the summer. And of course, we want to talk about that SB 75 Senate bill that occurred in the Nevada Judiciary Committee this week. We were talking about that last week. Actually, we weren't talking, we were complaining about it, because if this law would pass in our particular state, it could possibly pass in your particular states, in which a patient could sue the doctor, sue the pharmaceutical company if they became addicted to a pain medicine that a prescriber provide or prescribed. And many of you guys have had tons of comments on this. So what we're going to do today is I talk too much. Some of you, you know, you've written me and you're like, Dr. Dahlia, you talk too much. And you never shut up. So what I figured we'd do is we're going to open up the phone lines, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Open up the phone lines for you all to pipe in. Tell us what you think. I know we have a lot of comments. It was my son's bar mitzvah last week, so I was off air for about an hour, and that's all I gave. That's all I gave the ceremony, an hour. No. And so a lot of you guys had comments, and we couldn't get you live, and I really apologize about that. So let's go straight to the phone lines and see what you got for us. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, that sounds like gas. Nope. Guess not. You know, I love our laryngitis patients. Our laryngitis patients, to me, make the best callers. All right, Nathan, what do we got on the phone lines? I know we got a bunch of them. All right, let's move on. Okay, sorry, everybody. Don't you love our Saturday shows? This is where we're like, you know what, whatever the heck happens. Okay, Nathan, who do you want to, who's first? Go ahead, shoot it. Okay, hey, Jim, what's going on?
Hi, Dr. Dahlia.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. I drink 6 to 7 or so Diet Cokes a day. What potential health issues am I facing?
Well, you know, that's interesting. I would say the only one I have no problem putting my license on telling you is I think you're going to be starting to have thin bones. The one thing I've noticed in my practice, and you know what, let's take out that license thing. I still need to work, so nobody challenge my license, please. But, Jim, if you're drinking 7 Diet Cokes a day, I'd be worried about your bones. because the carbonic acid, phosphoric acid can cause calcium leaching. Now, many people are concerned, okay, but what about the aspartame? Could it cause cancer? Well, according to this British professor, Eric Millstone, he thinks it can. He thinks the aspartame could cause anywhere from premature birth to cancer. I can't, though, tell you that because I haven't seen that. I haven't seen any of my Diet Coke patients getting cancer or Diet Pepsi or Pepsi Free or Tab. But they're also talking about, Jim, how diet sodas can cause you to become diabetic.
If your calcium levels are normal, would you still have bone thinning?
Yep, absolutely. And the reason why is because your parathyroid hormone, to me, is the biggest culprit of it all. Your parathyroid hormone circulates. And when the parathyroid hormone circulates and it notices that the calcium is down, it will act up, and it will cause it will take the calcium from the bones, cause the calcium to leach from the bones, such that when your doctor does your blood test or your PA and nurse practitioner, they go, oh, your numbers are good. So you could still have bone leaching, you could still have osteoporosis, yet your calcium levels in your blood look perfect. How old are you, Jim?
I'm 68.
Okay. Have you had a bone density test yet?
Yeah, and I've got osteopenia.
Okay.
And but I've been taking calcium in D3, and it improved by about 15% over 2 years.
Okay. Now, let me ask you something else. Why the hell would you drink 7 glasses of Diet Coke a day? That stuff tastes like crap.
I don't know. Why do people drink anything?
I mean, I can understand the Coca-Cola drinkers because Coca-Cola is tasty and it's sweet and the high fructose corn syrup's addictive, but Diet Coke, that's like battery acid. No offense to the Coca-Cola company. I'm a big fan of the Coca-Cola company, but
I just think
the Diet Coke, I mean, drink water for crying out loud.
No, it's like anything. You acquire a taste for it, and then it becomes habit-forming. You know, my friends love caviar, but to me it's an acquired taste. I hate it.
Oh, I think caviar tastes even worse than Diet Coke. Yeah, so, I mean, my guess is you know, you know, the fact that you're calling, you know 7 cups of diet soda a day is bad. So your homework, and I am giving you an assignment, your homework is to cut back at least by half. If you want, pour diet soda over some ice. Suck on the ice. Don't chew on the ice. And that'll let you have your diet soda cravings without imbibing too much of that. Switch to some naturally flavored seltzer and call me in the morning. All right, Jim, thanks a lot. Don't go away, guys. We're taking your calls. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made, AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember, you could follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm not allowed to go into too much detail, but Monday night's Pawn Stars, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, is supposed to have somebody pretty sassy and pretty stimulating on one particular episode. So don't forget to tune in. Keep in mind that this particular sassy and stimulating person was about 15 pounds heavier at the time the filming was done. I personally think that person's breasts are in dire need of a reduction, and unfortunately that's not in this person's budget. But again, a very sassy and stimulating person to be on the Pawn Stars 7 p.m. showing. Pacific time. Let's go back to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Like, I'm not supposed to go into detail. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hello?
Good morning. My name is Hale. Listen, I have a problem. I'm taking medication also, pain medication, oxycodone, 40 milligram twice a day, the 12-hour thing. Anyway, make a long story short, I'm really tired. I get tired all the time. I can sleep, get up, I'm tired. I don't know, I take gabapentin, I take oxycodone, and benzopril, and stuff, but I'm just tired of my energy. I go to bed like at night, I'll watch television sometimes. I hardly ever do it, but I watch television, and all of a sudden, I just just get tired and I fall asleep, which I've never done before, but I just have no energy. And if you could help me, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
So if you're tired, I mean, when I hear of gabapentin and oxycodone and those types of medicines in your system, they're extremely sedating. Even the I think it's a benazepril, blood pressure medicine could make you tired. I want you all to try to listen to some of my podcasts. I know many of you barely could get through my weekend show, but you know I'm on air 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, Pacific time. If I'm not playing at your local affiliate, it's on your iPhone app, it's on your Android app. We are live 9 to noon every day. And one segment we did was we covered what medicines make you tired. True, a lot of things can make you tired. Anemia, hypothyroidism, lack of sleep, which we'll quickly brush upon. But there, I believe it was New Hampshire. I don't know if it's New Hampshire or New Jersey. There was a story that came out about a month ago where it was suggested in the state legislature that you would, I think it even passed, that you would be criminalized or you would be charged with a DUI if you would drive during the day, having consumed a medication that could make you tired, whether it was an over-the-counter medication, whether it was a prescriptive medication. So what we did is we went through the list of medications, common medications that make you fatigued. And many of you were shocked that a Z-Pack could make you fatigued. Azithromycin, an antibiotic, causes fatigue. Captopril, enalapril, Zestril, finazepril, Altace, etc. Antibiotics, ACE inhibitor, blood pressure medicines can make you fatigued. Of course, your Claritin, over-the-counter, Zyrtec, Benadryl, we know is a biggie. I forget if Tums was included on that. I don't think so. But very common medications that you take, even acetaminophen and Tylenol, ibuprofen, those could technically cause fatigue, which worried me about this one state, because then that would mean you just can't drive at all if you have any of these medicines in your system. Almost as crazy as this SB 75 bill in Nevada, which we're going to again talk about. So whenever somebody says they're extremely fatigued, the first thing I look at is their medicines. Okay? Yes, you'd think I'd like to run thyroid because I run thyroid tests on everybody, but gabapentin, oxycodone are fatiguing. And some of you will say, but you know what? But I didn't take the medicine today, so it can't be that. But wait a second. Remember, these medicines have half-lives, which means after a certain period of time, it's at half its dose. Then it's at a quarter of its dose, then an eighth, and a 16th, and a 32nd, and a 64th. And these 64s can become cumulative. So throughout the week, let's say you took a Xanax Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Okay, it could still be in your system Friday. And so, you know, don't be shocked if you're tired. Not to mention, if you took Xanax Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you could still have a pretty high load on Thursday if it's additive. So, number one is, I mean, the medications you're on, I'm sorry, already could be sedating. Then, of course, I like to look at thyroid. I like to check for anemia. I like to look at diabetes, look at kidney, look at renal function. I like to look at how you sleep. Some of you don't sleep that well. And you, or when you do sleep, you're, you know, because you have sleep apnea. Well, if you're not getting a good, juicy, deep night's sleep, and you're not getting all the oxygen you need, then when you wake up, you're going to be exhausted. Some of you go, oh, I got a great night's sleep. Went to bed at midnight, woke up at 4 for work. Great night's sleep. 4 hours. You're not supposed to be sleeping 4 hours a day. You're supposed to be sleeping 8 to 9 hours a day. Why do you think most radio stations play my show? It helps put people to sleep. You're supposed to be getting a lot more sleep than you do. Then let's take a look at what you're eating. Okay, if you're drinking 7 diet sodas a day, so sorry, Jim is really going to be getting it all throughout the show. If you're drinking 7 diet sodas a day, and then maybe you're eating some baked Lay's potato chips, you down a ho-ho, and then you, sink your teeth into a steak at night. I'm surprised you could even stand up. Where's your nutrition? Where's your 5 to 9 fruits and vegetables a day? 5 to 9 fruits and vegetables a day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, not 5 to 9 grapes. We're talking 5 to 9 servings, fruits and vegetables a day. And then what about sunlight? Don't we need sunlight? Many of us are afraid of sunlight because of melanoma. I'm scared to death. I know many of you guys think I'm, 5'5", blonde, tan, size 2. You're right, except about the tan. I'm not tan. Okay, come on, be nice. Okay, and I'm not tan. I'm very fair-skinned. And so if melanoma is going to get me, it's going to get me. So I don't go out into the sun. But the days I get some sun, I feel good. So, yeah, pharmaceuticals company is going to probably have to bottle up some sun. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, many of you had seen all the drama with this Nevada Judiciary Committee meeting. And for those of you who listen to me from other states, this is something that has definitely piqued your interest, because if something like this could happen in Nevada, it could happen in any of your states, where I guess the committee chairman, Tick Segerblum, Democrat, introduced his Senate Bill 75, which to me was probably one of the most poorly written bills, unless he did it on purpose for it to be so vague, in which you could sue your doctor, prescriber, you could sue your pharmaceutical company if they prescribe you a medication that you just later become addicted to. That medication could be a nasal spray. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, I need my Nasonex. I can't live without my Nasonex because of allergies. You gave it to me. You didn't tell me it was addicted. I'm addicted to it. And trust me, an attorney is going to be out there salivating at the mouth, ready to take that case. It could be an antibiotic. Well, I get a UTI if I don't take an antibiotic, so I need to take this antibiotic daily. Not to mention the sleeping pills, the benzodiazepines, the pain pills. So when doctors heard about this, of course they tried to mobilize, but there really wasn't that much time. I guess it was 9 a.m. on Wednesday. We had talked about this last week, and many of you were just appalled and frightened, because you know what the doctors and the nurse practitioners and PA stance will be on these medicines. If you can come back and sue us years down the line, you're not getting the medicine. So, you know, maybe we'll write you a Tylenol and that'll be it. And that's pretty scary, because a lot of you, you know, are really dependent on these medications. You know how many vets I have that come back from doing their heroic work, and God bless you guys for doing it? My truck drivers, my patients with amputations. I mean, yeah, you're going to become addicted to these medications. These medications are addictive. All right, but that's a decision you're making. That's a decision a doctor's making. And we are already regulated by our medical board. Okay, I'm regulated by the Nevada State Medical Board. These guys rock. And these guys are on top of it. They pull your license away if they think you're giving frivolous prescriptions without proper documentation and without proper medicine behind the prescription. So we are already regulated. Okay, we don't need a Democratic senator starting to open up a whole slew of liability just for him to enhance his political career. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. This is Elena Blatt. I live here in Vegas. My question is this: with this new bill, the people who have been on pain medication, that would be me, I'm included in that. What about all the side effects that it's going to cause? What about people who are going to stroke out, have heart attacks or whatever, because they go into detox because they don't get their medication? Why isn't that being brought up to this crazy senator, you know, who apparently wants to play doctor without going to medical school?
Yep.
Thanks a lot.
No, thank you. I mean, I love it. I love it when non-medical people try to regulate us doctors, go to medical school for, you know, 8 to 10 years and do a residency and, you know, hold a dying patient in your arms and look at their eyes, telling them it's okay. Then you could maybe give me your 2 cents on what you want to happen with medical care and with health care reform and with prescriptions and how to take care of a dying patient. But until then, shut the hell up. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I guess South Dakota has become the first state in the nation to enact a law that explicitly, I love that word, explicitly authorizes school employees to carry guns on the job. The measure was signed into law on Friday by Governor Dennis Daugaard. And the passage of the law, of course, comes amid a huge debate on whether we need our teachers armed after 20 first graders died in the Newtown, Connecticut elementary school shooting that happened before Christmas. Now, of course, many of us have debated, you know, whether we should have armed guards, whether we should hire more police officers. And some people have suggested, well, the teachers, if the teachers are concealed carry, let them go ahead and bring their, you know, bring their guns to school. Or let's arm some school officials. And some of you were like, oh, no, that's horrible. No, we can't treat violence with violence. You know, I don't really recall a shooting in an Israeli elementary school, knock on wood, thank the Lord, in years. And it's because they have armed personnel at the school. Not to mention most, you know, most Israelis have already served army duty, so most of them know how to use a gun, know how to take somebody, down. Don't you just dig Krav Maga? Gosh, Krav Maga to me is one of my favorite, favorite forms of defense, shall we say. I love it. I wish I learned more Krav Maga. My father, when he was in the Army, he had learned judo because that's what they were learning in the 60s. And so he taught me some judo, which was great. You know, but I love the idea of being able to, you know, take a person down by his pinky. That stuff, you know, to me is pretty cool. But they say several other states already have provisions in their laws. This is according to the New York Times, that make it possible for teachers to possess guns. In fact, many school districts already do have teachers that carry firearms. But I guess what makes this different is South Dakota is the only state with a statute that specifically authorizes teachers to possess a firearm anywhere between kindergarten to the 12th grade. So, you know, this is getting a lot of attention. But, this is where we need to go. You know, when you heard what happened in Connecticut, you all know how I feel. The heroic teachers using their body as a human shield, that's all they had. That's all they had to try and protect these kids. And, no, our teachers deserve a hell of a lot better than that. Somebody is going after your class, and all you have, the only weapon you have, the only thing you have to protect your students or yourself is throwing your body in front of the weapon. Let these teachers arm themselves. Let them protect themselves. And if they even can, let them take the shooter out. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this is interesting. They think bee sting venom could prevent the spread of HIV. I'm not sure exactly what body part the bees would have to sting, but they say the toxins in the insect's venom can destroy the virus and leave surrounding cells unharmed. Okay, I mean, I've been stung by a bee. The sucker hurts and the surrounding cells ache, but I'll take it if it, you know, kills HIV. Scientists say, this is according to Mail Online, that they are very excited by the find and believe it could be an important step towards developing a gel to stem the rampant spread of HIV. And HIV, of course, causes AIDS. We've talked about that. HIV is a human immunodeficiency virus, but it could cause a syndrome. And the syndrome is an acquired syndrome that makes you immunodeficient, hurts your immune system, decreases your immunity by attacking your T cells, hence AIDS, acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. Now, the bee's chemical is called melatonin, and not melatonin, but melatonin. Yeah, don't try to use that to sleep. And it destroys the HIV virus by puncturing its protective outer layer. Then they insert the toxin into tiny nanoparticles. I really dig this nanoparticle stuff. You know, when I was in medical school, they didn't have nanoparticles. Now nanoparticles are all over the place, and they're using nanoparticles for this, nanoparticles for that. It's great. I'm thinking about naming my next kid Nanoparticle. Anyway, they're fitted with special quote-unquote bumpers so they could bounce off normal cells. Am I the only one that thinks this stuff is cool? Then, when a smaller HIV virus makes contact with the bumper, it slips between the bumpers and is attacked by the toxin. Study expert Dr. Joshua Hood, not sure if he's single, ladies, Joshua Hood of Washington University School of Medicine in the U.S., said the toxin could be used in a vaginal gel to prevent HIV spreading. So if you take all the vocab words today, melatonin, puncture, vaginal gel, bee sting, bumper. Honestly, you can make a video game. You can make a movie out of this. This is Star Wars cool. All right. They say our hope is that in places where HIV is running rampant or bumping around rampant, people could use this gel as a preventative measure to stop the initial infection. You know, they keep talking about vaginal gels. Why don't they talk about rectal gels? You know, because many people get HIV through the rectum. Well, yeah, I know. Well, okay, I mean, good for the vaginal gel. That is nice, you know. I mean, we do have many countries that AIDS is a lot more rampant than it is in America, and you see a lot more heterosexual transmission. But I would really like to see them come up with a rectal gel. Okay, and it's good material for the show. Speaking of vaginal gels, we're not done. There's a lot of vaginal gel news. Apparently, people who use KY and lubricants are more at risk for bacteria vaginosis. Yeah, I know. Now, bacteria vaginosis, nothing scary. It's like an overgrowth of bacteria that regularly grows in the vagina. Apparently, the gel maybe changes the neighborhood, okay, changes the climate around there, so other bacteria can grow. So some women are noticing that when they use lubricants or KY, they're ending up asking themselves, why? Because they end up getting a bacterial vaginosis. Now, many of you get diagnosed with something called Gardnerella. Okay, now, Gardnerella, stop the giggles. No, it has nothing to do with shaving. Gardnerella is a bacteria. It's basically bacterial vaginosis. It's a bacterial infection of the vagina that could happen by overgrowth. It's not an STD. It's not supposed to be chlamydia. It's not supposed to be gonorrhea. It's not supposed to be trichomonas. Not supposed to be HIV, herpes, HPV, syphilis. Boy, isn't the list of STDs getting longer? But here's the big scoop. Here's the kicker. If you ladies get Gardnerella and you have sex with your man, and he gets it on his body part and reintroduces the body part back to you before you're healed, he could give you Gardnerella, bacteria vaginosis, lactobacillus back again, even yeast infections. I've talked to y'all about this too. Many of you will get yeast infections every month. So you think you're diabetic, you think you have HIV, we check you, and no. What it is you had sex when you had a yeast infection. It's on him. He is, I guess, harboring it. Then gives it back to you. So what do you men need to do? Well, what you men need to do, and don't turn off the radio when I tell you to do this, but what you men need to do is probably go and get a yeast infection cream, some over-the-counter Mycelex or something, and put it on yourself. I'm serious. You're going to have to take the yeast infection cream and put it on yourself. All right, any part that's going to touch her, you'll have to put, you don't have to, no, then have her go and buy the cream if you're too embarrassed. My God, what a bunch of wussies. No, just have her buy the cream when you go home, put it on yourself, maybe do that for 3 nights in a row. Nobody has sex until you both think you're treated. Then you can go and have sex. Same thing with the Gardnerella. There is a vaginal gel called Metrogel. You're not supposed to drink alcohol with it. Okay. Have I lost you all at this point? No alcohol with the Metrogel. Okay, there's a Metrogel. You could have it put on you, apply it for a few nights, then you guys could go ahead and have sex. Okay? Piece of cake? Piece of cake. Come on, people. Toughen up. My Lord. Anyway, so for those of you that notice you get more issues with infections because of KY or lubricated jelly, talk to your doctor about it. Make sure you get a culture. But we're a huge fan in the medical world with lubricants because so many people don't have sex because sex hurts. So we tell you to go get a lubricant. And you can get lubricant over the counter. Honestly, you guys have been stealing and ripping me off of the lubricant in my offices. We are always out of KY because whenever it's in the room, you guys steal it. So I know you all like it and you're using it. Just don't steal from your doctor. Just go and purchase it for crying out flipping loud. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's DRDALIAH.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officers said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Back on the Doc Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, if you are out late a Saturday night, don't forget you need to set your clocks forward an hour. It is daylight savings time. I know. I'm going to set my alarm for about 1:58, 1:59 in the morning so I don't forget to put my clock forward by 2 a.m. That's what we're supposed to do. I know. I live in Vegas, so whenever we do it, we kind of like daylight savings time because then it's daylight until 8, 9 o'clock. You know, we kind of feel like we get a lot done, especially for those of us that need 26 hour days, but I hate losing that hour sleep. We were talking about this week how it does put people at risk for heart disease and the stress of the extra hour. So there's been many websites giving you tips on what to do to handle the whole daylight savings time hour thing, because some of us are just too wussy to be able to deal with losing that hour sleep, me included. So they say maybe avoid alcohol, avoid smoking, avoid stress, some extra meditation, some extra prayer. I'm for that. Sounds good to me, just to get through that extra hour. But don't forget to plunge, spring forward your clocks an extra hour. It totally screws up the cats, too, by the way. Please, by the way, follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show, because I will send you reminders tomorrow that you messed up. See, a lot of us, we got to take our kids to Sunday school. And that, I mean, that. So I'm going to see all the parents in the parking lot going, huh? What? Wait a second. What time is it? All right. We spent a lot of time talking this week about the nurse and the whole CPR fiasco that happened in the Bakersfield living facility. And many of you had a lot to say on that one. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Love to hear what you think. But the story kind of progressed throughout the week. You know, in the beginning, we were told that a nurse had refused CPR to a patient in the facility. And when I first heard about it, I'm like, well, the patient probably had a DNR, a do not resuscitate. Now, we've talked about do not resuscitate, advanced directives, living wills on the show. Let me remind everybody to make sure you have your requests in order. These are legal documents, and they help avoid any confusion and any chaos, such as what happen this week, if God forbid you are, you know, closer to death than you are as of now. And we want to make sure everybody is organized and everybody has their decisions being made when they're healthy. You don't want to make a decision for do not resuscitate when you're about to go into the operating room. That's not the best time to do it. The best time to do it is when you're relaxed. You could talk to family. Of course, be careful, because remember, some family will benefit from your death, you know, depending on life insurance. So you may not want to get everybody's opinion, but you could do it in a more relaxed atmosphere. The whole family could be on board, etc. And so when I first heard of the story earlier in the week that a nurse had refused CPR and the 911 operator was yelling at her, I was going, okay, well, the patient probably has a DNR. So you're not supposed to do CPR. If you do CPR on a person that has do not resuscitate orders, you could get sued. Your facility could even lose its license. That's how ridiculous the system is. So it causes healthcare workers to hesitate, to stop, to determine if there is supposed to be do not resuscitate, and it also causes healthcare workers to think of themselves first prior to you, which is one of the reasons why I really think we need tort reform and we really need a revamping of our judicial system, because I am tired of us all the time having to worry about our liability and to worry if I could be a doctor to any other patients because the one patient in front of me could possibly in a lawsuit do me in. So the system is completely messed up. So in this particular case, the patient was in the eating facility, started to, become unconscious, passed out. The nurse called 911. That was the policy. You call 911. Even if there's a do not resuscitate order, you still call 911. If there's a do not resuscitate, you don't touch a patient. You call 911. You have the ambulance take the patient to the hospital. Now, the second day this occurred, I'm like, okay, wait a second. This wouldn't be a story if the patient had a do not resuscitate order. If the patient had a do not resuscitate order, then the 911 operator wouldn't have to yell. Remember, 911 operators are phenomenal. They know their stuff. A 911 operator would not be yelling at the nurse. If the nurse said, look, the patient has a DNR, that's why I'm calling you. The 911 operator would say, fine, I understand. We do not resuscitate, ambulance on the way. But this 911 operator was pleading with her to get somebody to help this lady. They say, you know, is there anybody there that's willing to help this lady and not let her die? So then that made me think, all right, something's up. There was a do not resuscitate. But then why the heck wouldn't the nurse step in? Well, then we found out there was policy. All right, well, what kind of a facility is this? Now, we spent a lot of time this week talking about different facilities that are out there. Because if you do have to put your mother or father or sister or brother or grandma, grandpa into a facility, you want to pick the right one. Some of these facilities out there are apartments. And it's a phenomenal idea for those of us that really can't live on our own, but we don't want to be in a nursing home type setting. So we have an apartment. There is somebody that checks on us, make sure we take our medications. They can't give us our medicines, but they make sure we take our medicines properly, may help assist us with some walking, etc. And these types of unlicensed facilities, some of them are unlicensed, are there for you if you really don't want to go all the way to a nursing home type facility or a living facility where you have a nurse taking care of you, where you just want somebody there to make sure you don't fall, make sure you're not forgetting your medications, etc. Well, those types of facilities have more lax rules. And we come to find out that the woman, Lorraine Bayless, who had passed away after she had made it to the hospital, 87 years old, had not wanted any resuscitation. And she purposely chose this facility because they don't do life-saving measures. Apparently, multiple attorneys tried to contact the family, and the family turned them down, saying, no, we really don't want to sue. All right? But then there was some speculation that the nurse would be charged with a crime anyway. There wasn't a do not resuscitate order, so because she didn't help when she could have helped, had the training to help, she didn't jump in and help, should she be charged with a crime? So that's why this story has been so big. Many of you have asked me, going, what's the big deal? The woman had a do not resuscitate order. She didn't have a do not resuscitate order. So then now you have 911 operator, nurse, all this confusion and chaos. And and we do have a system that I don't think is perfect by any means. Now, can facilities say we don't do CPR here? We don't do it. I mean, if something goes wrong, we call 911. Absolutely, they can. They have to make it very well known. Maybe they need to have signs up. We don't do CPR. But it makes you wonder, why would a facility have that policy? What lawsuits have occurred making a facility need to take that policy on? That's some scary stuff. We talked about a doctor who was sued because the patient had signed a DNR and the doctor did not resuscitate when the patient coded after the procedure in his room. Apparently the patient coded, nurse started CPR. Doctor said, no, there's a do not resuscitate. We aren't allowed to stop. The nurse stopped. Family's yelling at the doctor, do the CPR. Patient dies. Doctor got sued. Now the jury acquitted, the jury cleared him. They didn't they didn't find him guilty of manslaughter, etc. But why isn't everybody on the same page with this whole DNR order? Why doesn't the family know? Why are doctors scared to death to try to resuscitate? What lawsuits are out there nailing doctors, nailing facilities if somebody tries to save your life? Remember there were two young women that were in an accident. One was severely injured and needed CPR. The other one, who wasn't injured as well as much, started CPR, saved her friend's life. But because her friend had a cervical spine injury that she tried to pin on the friend that saved her life, this first friend got sued. So how I look at it is, we live in a society where we now hesitate. And we're going to think of ourselves first before jumping in and helping somebody. But should we also live in a society where we have a right to choose whether we want to be resuscitated or not? If a woman doesn't want to be resuscitated, she has a right to say that. But then, guys, get your DNRs in order. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you again on Monday. Don't forget to watch Pawn Stars. Y'all take care and God bless.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.